Welcome to the Billing Blueprint Podcast, your go-to resource for innovative medical billing solutions. Each episode, we explore the latest industry trends and share proven strategies to help your practice streamline operations and get paid faster. Now, here are your hosts, Brad and Sarah.
Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're plunging into a topic that, well, it really touches every corner of healthcare and dental practices, medical billing. Specifically, we're looking at how these all-in-one software solutions are becoming a real strategic advantage for smaller practices trying to navigate today's pressures.
That's exactly right. We've pulled key insights from an article that really digs into this, spotlighting how integrated systems work and, you know, what features actually move the needle. Our mission here is to try and understand how a single smart software switch can tackle some of the biggest headaches practices face and what capabilities are truly essential.
And you might be genuinely surprised by the ripple effect of something that sounds as simple as billing software. It impacts everything from the daily grind to the financial health, and yeah, even patient relationships. Okay, let's get into it.
Let's start by setting the scene a bit. The reality of running a small practice today. The article really hits home on the immense pressure. You've got limited staff, costs just keep going up, and often there's this feeling of being completely swamped by admin tasks.
Yeah, it paints a picture of, well, chaos, doesn't it? And the material suggests that often the billing software they're using, it isn't helping. It might actually be making things worse.
Oh, absolutely. It highlights that very clearly. And there's data here, too. A striking 94% of practices report increased financial and administrative difficulties. You see staff just stretched so thin, trying to manage billing across, you know, all these different systems, wasting hours that could be spent caring for patients.
Right. And the article calls this the traditional approach, right, where practices kind of patch together separate systems, one for the insurance claims, another for sending out patient statements, yet another maybe for just processing the payments.
So, and maybe a completely different one for collections. It's like a digital patchwork quilt. And that fragmentation, it creates some pretty fundamental problems. First off, workflow just grinds to a halt. Staff are constantly jumping between systems, manually keying in data, fixing errors that pop up because the systems just don't talk to each other. It's incredibly inefficient.
So you end up with these data silos.
Exactly, silos. Information stuck in one place. You can't see it somewhere else. That leads to duplicate work, things falling through the cracks, and, yeah, costly mistakes.
And all that inefficiency, those errors, they have a direct and probably painful impact on cash flow, right?
Absolutely direct. When things are slow or wrong in billing, the practice simply doesn't get paid as quickly. It's that simple.
So it's way beyond just being an inconvenience. The article really underscores how this fragmented way of doing things hurts the bottom line. It wears down the staff.
Burns them out.
And it even creates friction that can, you know, sour the patient relationship.
And the scale of the error problem is huge. The source points out that something like 80% of medical bills have errors, and a big chunk of those come directly from those manual data entry mistakes, trying to shuffle info between disconnected systems. That's a massive hidden cost and a time drain.
Okay, so if that's the problem laid bare, what's the alternative the article is pushing? It suggests the smartest small practices are looking towards all-in-one medical billing software.
Right, this is where the solution starts to take shape. All-in-one basically just means consolidating all those billing tasks into one single unified platform, everything under one digital roof, so to speak.
And the article makes a good point. All-in-one sounds like it could be more complicated, but the real goal is actually making things simpler.
Precisely. The material points out that a solid integrated solution usually bundles together key components, things like streamlined billing tools. Think sending statements easily by mail, email, or text, with digital payment options built right in. Then there's integrated payments, offering lots of convenient channels in the office, online, over the phone, mobile options like Apple Pay, Google Pay.
Makes sense.
And finally, provider-controlled collection services. This gives practices visibility and, crucially, management over those unpaid accounts.
And it sounds like practices that jump on this integrated approach see improvements pretty fast, according to the article anyway.
The benefits are quite immediate, yeah. And tangible, you get workflows that are just dramatically more efficient. Staff can do everything in one place, saving huge amounts of time, reducing that daily frustration factor.
Fewer errors, too.
Way fewer errors, because automated processes replace that error-prone manual data entry.
And that must directly speed up getting paid.
Exactly. Faster payment cycles. Patients can pay instantly using easy digital options. That cuts down the time it takes for the money to actually hit the practice's account.
Plus, less time spent by staff on admin means they can focus more on patients or other critical things.
Now, let's connect this directly to the money side, the financial impact, because this is where the strategic piece really comes in. Integrated systems aren't just about saving hassle. They fundamentally improve how revenue is collected.
How so?
Well, you get faster collection cycles. Those manual follow-ups chasing down data errors that cause delays, they're minimized or even eliminated.
And the article mentioned higher patient payment rates, too.
Yeah.
That makes sense if you make it super easy for patients to pay.
Right. Text reminders, email reminders, simple online portals, maybe even offering flexible financing options.
They're just much more likely to pay and pay on time.
This also leads to lower overhead costs. Automation means you might not need as much administrative staff just tied up managing complicated billing. Or you can cut outsourcing costs. And a big, often overlooked benefit, minimal training. Staff only need to learn one system really well.
Okay, so when you add it all up, faster cash flow means better planning, reduced admin costs, higher collection rates. It really is about optimizing that whole revenue cycle, making income streams much more predictable.
And that predictability, that efficiency, it's becoming absolutely critical right now. The article highlights projections for medical costs jumping significantly in 2025, like 8% for the group market, 7.5% for individual.
Wow.
So having a lean, efficient system that boosts revenue collection while cutting expenses, it's not just a nice to have anymore. It's becoming essential for financial survival, really.
Okay, so if a practice is thinking, all right, maybe we should look into this, what are the absolute must-have features they should look for in an all-in-one platform based on the source material?
The article flags several key ones. First up is upfront cost estimates, sometimes called pre-bills. The idea is simple. Mm-hmm. Send an estimate via text or email before the patient even comes in for their appointment.
Sending estimates beforehand, huh? That seems so basic, but I can immediately see how knowing the cost upfront would make a patient feel, well, more comfortable and probably more ready to pay. Does the article say how it helps the practice directly?
That's exactly the point the article makes. By giving that clarity upfront, it slashes the post-visit confusion or that sticker shock. It makes patients much more likely to pay what they owe and promptly. It tackles one of the main reasons for payment delays head-on.
Interesting. Okay, what's next on the list?
E-bills and mailed statements with QR codes. This is all about convenience and speed. You want the option to send bills instantly, text, email for digital payment, but also provide mailed statements that include a QR code.
Ah, so the patient can just scan the code with their phone.
And go straight to a secure payment page, super quick.
That combination makes total sense. Meeting patients however they prefer, digital or physical. The article even put a number on the impact of this, didn't it? Something about cutting down the days it takes to get paid.
Yeah, it mentioned a specific solution where combining mailed bills with e-bills via text and email cut the average days to payment from something like 20 days down to just 9. That's a huge difference for cash flow.
That's a game changer, absolutely.
It really is. Then, offering multiple payment channels is also crucial. Non-negotiable, really. Make it easy. Let patients pay how they want. In the office, online portal, phone, mobile wallets like Apple Pay, Google Pay.
Include auto pay, too.
Definitely. Auto pay for recurring payments adds another layer of convenience, takes the thinking out of it for the patient.
And what about bigger bills? The ones that might be tough for patients to handle all at once.
Yeah. For those, the article points to integrated patient financing. It mentions FlexPay as an example as being really important. This setup lets the practice get paid quickly, often the full amount within days, while the patient gets to pay in manageable monthly installments.
That sounds like a win-win.
It is. And the key things to look for in these financing options, according to the source, are a really fast application process, like under a minute, a high approval rate, ideally around 90%. And critically, options for interest-free plans. This makes healthcare more accessible without hitting the patient with extra costs or delaying payment to the practice.
Okay, and then there's the tricky area of collections. The article emphasized provider-controlled collection services.
Yes, this feature is vital. It keeps the control firmly with the practice. You oversee the whole collections process, you control the communications the patients receive, and most importantly, you approve which accounts actually go to collections during your own billing reviews.
So you keep tabs on potential write-offs, ensure collection efforts are respectful, but still effective in recovering money owed.
Exactly. And underpinning all of this, absolutely foundational, is HighPay compliance and user-friendly dashboards. Protecting patient data, ensuring security, that's table stakes. The software needs robust security. And the dashboard has to be intuitive. A clear, easy-to-navigate view of all the billing and payment activity makes management efficient and secure.
And the thread tying all these features together is having a truly unified platform with minimal training needed.
Right. Consolidating functions means staff aren't wrestling with multiple complex systems. It cuts down training time dramatically, streamlines admin tasks, and that leads directly to better efficiency and lower operating costs. The article also notes that picking a system like this helps practices get ahead of regulatory changes expected in 2025, especially around data security and patient privacy.
Which brings us to the kind of strategic question. Why now? Why are smart practices making this switch right now? It feels like it's not just about fixing internal issues, is it? It's also about what patients expect these days.
Absolutely. Today's patients, they expect digital convenience everywhere else in their lives. Why should healthcare be different? The article specifically lists what they're looking for. Digital billing texts, email paper statements with those easy QR codes, secure online portals, and yes, those transparent upfront cost estimates we talked about.
And offering those options, it doesn't just make things smoother internally. It makes the whole payment process simpler for the patient, improves their experience, strengthens that relationship.
Strategically, there seem to be two big drivers pushing practices towards this now. First, it's about future-proofing growth. Choosing software that's scalable, that can adapt and grow with the practice, stops them from getting boxed in by outdated systems that actually limit their ability to expand later.
That makes sense.
And the second driver, it's a direct response to those staffing and financial pressures we mentioned earlier. With ongoing workforce shortages and margins getting tighter and tighter, automation isn't really a luxury anymore. Mm-hmm. It's becoming essential to ease that admin burden on staff and manage costs effectively, especially in this challenging economic climate.
Right.
Implementing these kinds of changes really gives a practice a significant competitive edge, makes them more resilient, more efficient, and just more patient-friendly overall.
So ultimately, what this deep dive into the material shows is that switching to an all-in-one medical billing system, it's less about just getting a new tool and more about making a strategic, almost transformative move, a move to tackle the challenges of today's healthcare world and really position the practice strongly for whatever comes next.
Yeah, it's about gaining efficiency, definitely, reducing that financial stress, meeting patients where they are expectation-wise, and building a solid foundation for sustainable long-term growth.
It empowers practices to work smarter, basically, reclaiming time, reclaiming resources by adopting solutions that are automated, patient-friendly, and scalable.
It allows them to get back to focusing on what truly matters.
Providing quality care.
Exactly.
So here's a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on as we wrap up this deep dive. Think about how much of your practice's time and energy is currently just tangled up in the process of getting paid. How might streamlining that absolutely fundamental process using smart technology truly unlock your practice's ability to pour more resources, more focus back into the care part of healthcare, especially as costs keep climbing?
Thanks for tuning into the Billing Blueprint Podcast. For more insights or to dive deeper into today's topics, head over to billflash.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you next week with more strategies to keep your practice running smoothly and getting paid faster.